I'm going to tell you a little bit about the wonderful people who have joined us on stage. I'm good, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes people don't care about me. This is... I know you do, honey.
I do.
Thank you. And the reason that they're so caring is because they've been homeless. They've lived in their Subaru Outback. In case you need a little home, the Subaru does very well, doesn't it? They've toured internationally. This is Ashley Norton and Edward Williams, and they're often compared to Simon and Garfunkel or Penny and Sparrow, no relation. Anyway, here's Witherwort.
Of truth.
God, I couldn't decide if I was nervous or if I just drank too much caffeine before we got up here. But then I started playing music, and I looked around. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm playing for my friends. It doesn't matter. It's so good to see you guys. I love you. We've been looking forward to this all year, and thank you so much to Far West for having us up here on this beautiful stage. What an honor. If you don't know us, we are Witherward. We are sometimes known as the Homeless Band. We are sometimes known as the Subaru Band, because we've been touring around this country and internationally for the last 5 years. We met in Nashville in 2010, and we left to tour in 2014, and we have not stopped. So we just got back, actually, from a 2.5-month tour through 5 countries in Europe just a couple weeks ago. So we've been busy. But we have 6 studio albums, all independently produced, released. We're really big champions of independent music. That last song was actually on our most recent CD. This next one I actually wrote in the confines of my 1-bedroom apartment in Germantown in Nashville. And I was convinced it was haunted. And one night I woke up in the middle of the night and I realized, you know what? Maybe it's not haunted. Maybe it's just me. This is haunted by me. Thank you.
as I become the excuse to play Ashley's guitar. It's a wonderful instrument. A lot of people ask us where we get our name from, and it's Witherward, first of all, which is difficult to say in and of itself. It's a Middle English word. It's an adverb for you grammar folks out there. So we co-opted it to a noun. We're sorry. And it means toward what place or in which direction. So you would ask it much like a question, you know, whitherward goest thou, in that sort of regard. So we thought it was kind of perfect for a touring duo. I mean, we generally know where we're going next. You know, so it's not entirely a unknown question, but it just seemed to fit.
Well, we've been stranded some places, and yeah. then we don't know.
True.
Oh, Ed, how did you find it? Ed texted it to me. Where did you find it when we first started our band? He's like, what about this?
I just thought of it off the top of my head.
You did not.
It was the word of the day in the dictionary.com app. December 13th.
And it wasn't taken.
It wasn't, yeah, we wanted a word that was kind of unique. So.
Nobody else wants to be called Witherward. I don't know why.
So that's how we came up with our name, and it's worked really well for us so far. So, this next song I wrote a little while ago. We did it on our second EP, and I think yesterday was World Mental Health Awareness Day, and this is a song I kind of wrote about my struggle with mental health as it has progressed through my entire life, childhood to the present. It's called Sunshine and Rainbows. It's a great day for playing in the playground after school. The swing sets are swinging and the slide's pretty cool. But a long in the distance, a boy sits with intent. He wonders what it feels like outside the chain link fence. A better world instead. I've got sunshine and rainbows in my head. It's a clockwork reaction whenever things went wrong. I would shun the world around me and build one of my own. You may say that I'm a dreamer, and Lord knows you'd be right. Pretty dreams and perfect scenes instead of sleep at night. A place with no regrets. I've got sunshine and rainbows in my head. Every year
Well, I could have the money, I could have the fame, I could have a palace shaped after my name. I could find the one to catch me when I fall. I can see her smiling face. I can see it all. They're better off out there. I'll take sunshine and rainbows instead.
Beautiful, Ed.
Thank you.
We're fans of each other.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to be. How about that whistle, huh?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear some more of that? So we're kind of running through. We have 6 albums, like I said. So we're kind of giving you a little sampling from all of them. And right now we're going to go back to our very first album. Now, I moved to Nashville to be a country singer. I made 2 country albums when I was there. It was a lot of fun, but it just wasn't me, you know. I mean, they were country albums. I'm from Arizona, so it was just didn't Scottsdale, Arizona, so it didn't feel right anymore. But before I left country music forever, I had an idea for a song, and I said, Ed, do you want to come write this with me? And he's never written a country song in his life, but he wrote this one. And it is the only country song that I still perform, and we still do it today because we think it's a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys do too. Feel free to sing along. I think you'll pick it up pretty quickly. This is called Cold Dead Body.
1, 2
Cold dead body.
Over my cold dead.
Okay, so the best way to get over somebody is to write a song about them. Because, I mean, you can write murder songs. You can't murder somebody, right? No, you can't do that.
You shouldn't.
But you can... What?
You shouldn't.
Oh, right. Well, but you can put it in a song. And this is about a real person, by the way. But that... I will take that to the grave. And let them fry. Oh, I'm so glad I'm in the same key. Let him lie. Sing it if you know it. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you guys. Oh, we have CDs for sale. We have our fifth and our sixth CD for sale. Mr. Rick Hall is going to be selling those for us. He'll be waiting outside so you guys can talk to him. The CDs are $10, but be sure to take a card so you can see we're playing Fiddler's Crossing, we're playing Russ and Julie's. And I think that's it. Is there any other showcase we're doing? No, that's it. We're doing Fiddler's Crossing tonight, Russ and Julie's tomorrow. So take a card or buy a CD if you like what you hear. Take a sticker, and I'm going to take some advice from the Rose Valley Thorns from there from last night, and please hire us. We need work. We're musicians, so hopefully you guys like what you hear. We wanted to end with this song because we also moonlight as a Simon and Garfunkel tribute act. I don't know, some of you guys know that, some of you don't. We've been having a lot of fun taking this show all over the country. And we wanted to give you one of those songs, too. So we're going to close with one of those. So I think you guys might know it. Thank you again. We are Witherward.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed wails of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign crashed out its warning. And the signs and the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, whispered the sound of silence.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys. That's Edward Williams.
Ashley Norton.